And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. A freeze warning is in place for us today and then again tonight. In fact, the National Weather Service in Tulsa says it could get very cold this evening with a hard freeze likely.
Record low temperatures will be possible across portions of the area, with lows expected to be in the upper teens across parts of northeast Oklahoma to the upper 20s in far southeast Oklahoma.
Here in Tulsa, we will drop to 18 for an overnight low. On Monday, there is even a chance of some rain-snow mix for us, most likely from the Miami to Salisaw area and eastward into Arkansas with little or no accumulation. In his second State of the City address, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says the state of the city is strong, but there's still more work to do.
Similar to his first State of the City, Bynum announced several new initiatives. Among them is a renewal of the 2014 Improve Our Tulsa package. Bynum says while drafting it will be similar to the Vision Tulsa process, the projects will be more practical than ambitious.
It will be about fixing streets, taking better care of our physical facilities, and making sure that our first responders have operable vehicles so that they can protect the citizens of Tulsa.
Bynum anticipates the Improve Our Tulsa renewal will be roughly a $500 million package if it follows current tax rates. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa will get a congressman next week. Kevin Hearn will take the oath of office early because he is replacing Jim Bridenstine, who resigned to become the NASA administrator. He'll be sworn in next Tuesday evening. Tulsa's annual Christmas parade will end with a community block party. It'll be held on December 8th following the parade, which steps off at 1 o'clock. The party will be at 8th and Boston, and yes, Santa will be there, so you will have to behave. This flu season is now a killer in Oklahoma.
We are reporting our first two deaths associated with the flu this year.
That is Jamie Dukes with the State Health Department. Both deaths were here in northeastern Oklahoma, and both victims were over 65. There will be no classes in the Begg School District on Tuesday. Classes were called off for the funerals of two high school students. They were shot and killed last week, allegedly by their mother. Our weather forecast, gradual clearing, cold, a high of 46. Tonight, a hard freeze warning, 18 for an overnight low. Now cloudy and 37. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.